twists and turns than Riding the Monster. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?
Our listener Jack is frustrated, wants to know what's up with Judy, feels like he's being ghosted, and wants to know what happened. Our What Happened segment brought to you by our friends at Fiscus Jewelers, your jeweler for life. All right, let's get Jack's side of things first. Hey, Jack, morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So tell us a little bit about Judy and what's happened so far.
Yeah, so we met on Tinder. We really didn't chat that much before the date. We just kind of like set up the date and then saved all the conversation for when we met up.
Okay. And you had told us that the date was a few weeks ago. So what was the date like? What'd you do?
We went to a bar, and in the beginning it was like really getting her to talk was like pulling teeth. I don't know why. She was just very, you know, reticent to talk. And, okay. But then, like, she had a drink, and we both had drinks, so we started to loosen up, and then it became more of a conversation.
Okay.
Interrogation.
Okay. Okay.
That's good progress.
Yes, that is good progress. Yeah. So, I mean, it started off a little rough, but then did you end up having fun?
Yeah. Once we got going, it was really fun.
Okay. Well, then what would be the problem? I mean, if you warmed up to each other, any idea why she's not returning your calls or texts now?
So, like, the only thing I can think of is there was something about, I don't know, she seemed like she was not telling me something. I don't know if she was embarrassed about something she did, but it just seemed like it wasn't totally relaxed and natural the whole time, you know? So I don't think I did anything weird. I've been obviously like replaying in my mind the whole thing, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why she's not calling me back, yeah.
All right, we have tracked Judy down. We haven't asked her. We don't know the answer to your question yet. She's been on hold, hasn't heard us talking. We're going to put you on hold now, Jack, and bring her on, get her side of things, find out what happened from her point of view, and then bring you back, and we'll see where it goes from there, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, hang on just a few minutes for us. And now let's get Judy onto the phone. Hey, is this Judy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Judy, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're good. Okay. Yeah, I can tell you're like, okay, yeah. What's going on? So let's get right to it, Judy. We heard from Jack. We do this segment where people want to know why they're being ghosted, and we try to do the call and find out for them and see what's happening. And he contacted us and told us about your date. Said he hasn't heard back from you. He's been trying. And he asked us to ask you. So we're just kind of wondering, you know, what happened from your point of view?
Well, nothing really happened. I mean, I've been thinking about getting back to him.
Okay.
Okay.
And you've been thinking about it? Well, what's holding you up? Why are you not?
I don't even know what to say. I mean, he's a good guy. He doesn't deserve to be ignored. I'm just not sure how to tell him that I'm not really comfortable dating him.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. All right. That's a little progress here. All right. We got to take a break. So if you'll hang on just a minute, Judy, we want to know, well, what that means. Why aren't you comfortable dating Jack? And see if we can find out exactly what happened between Jack and Judy when we come back.
Someone have a mop? Yeah, we just had a hot mess. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.